Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Strong, powerful messaging. That's the thing we know we need to have in order for our businesses to stand out online in the sea of people shouting, "Work with me, work with me." But how do you actually get that? That's the million-dollar question. And I have an answer for you. And it's exactly what I want to chat to you about in today's episode, but also why I've created a free workshop just for you, where you can find out how to use the power in your astrology chart to give you the clarity and uniqueness in your message that you've been searching for. Okay, let's do this. Let's roll into how to actually do this for your own business. Now, as a launch copywriter, I used to teach a lot of workshops on writing sales copy that doesn't feel salesy. Because let's be honest, nobody wants to sound like an infomercial. But good copywriting and good messaging is what coaches people toward their transformation with you, right? It's what builds their confidence that you have what they need, that you're a good fit to work together, that you're trustworthy and credible, that you speak their language. So I used to begin all of my copywriting workshops reminding people to get to know their ideal customers, because ultimately you need to get into your customer's head to write copy that's going to speak their language. But here's the thing, you actually need to get into your own head first, because if you don't know who you really are or what you're about, then how are you going to be able to set yourself apart? You need to start with looking deeper into yourself. What turns you on about your business? What do you really do really well that no one else can do? What's your brand style? Is it out there, fiery, in your face? Or is it flowy and ethereal? Or is it something else entirely? What is it? As I've said before, this can sometimes feel really hard for us to pin down for ourselves, because we're bombarded with so many brands every minute of every day, and we think we want to be like X, Y, or Z person, brand, whatever, because they seem to be doing really well. But the truth is, that person's style is not your style. And when you tune into the magic in your birth chart, that's when you can start to feel at home with your brand and your message. So don't get me wrong, this is always an evolutionary process. We never kind of are stuck with one brand message, okay? There's always room for evolution. There's always room for change. But there are things you can get to know about yourself that will help you to write stronger, more unique messaging, because it's going to be so completely true to you. That means that you'll be able to get out of that comparisonitis that we so often feel as online entrepreneurs, because you'll start to see your uniqueness on the page. So, how do you work with your astrology chart to do this? Okay, this is a bit of an overview of how this works, and I will dive a whole lot deeper into this in the masterclass that I'm running. But as a start, I'm going to look at a client's sun, moon, and rising signs in their birth charts to get an idea of how they show up in the world and what's subconsciously driving them. That's their moon sign. I'm going to look at their Mercury, how they communicate, their Mars, how they get their drive, their energy, what's motivating them, and Venus, which is what they like and value. Then we're going to look at other elements in the chart, like the midheaven, what you're known for, what you want to be known for, and Saturn, the structures, challenges, lessons they're here to understand or break down. and Jupiter, where they can experience that growth and expansion that they're really looking for. So let me break this down for you a little further, and I'll use myself as an example just to give you a bit of an idea about how this works. Obviously, you know, we can go a lot deeper than where I'm going today, but I just want to give you a taste of what this might be like to look at for yourself. So when you're thinking about your general direction in life, this is where we're looking at the sun sign, you know, the most commonly known astrological element, the sun sign, where the sun was when you were born. Now, in my particular chart, the sun was in the sign of Capricorn. So with the Capricorn energy, my general direction in life and business is the need to improve processes. It's about mastery. It's about building a legacy. It's about building strong foundations for myself and others. It's about responsibility. And it's also a lot to do with organization, business, structure, all of that stuff. That's Capricorn energy. It's a building energy. This kind of energy is always kind of moving forward, is always kind of plodding away on the next task, the next opportunity even. So my general direction in life is particularly on continuous improvement. I want to improve things for myself and for other people. I want to build something. I want to build something strong, not just anything, right? So that's important to know about yourself. What does your sun sign say? Then you go to, how do other people see you? What qualities do you show the world? That's your rising sign. So for me as a Taurus rising, I am grounded, practical, methodical, prepared. I follow through. I'm reliable. I'm sturdy. I'm loyal. I'm honest. These are all Taurian or Taurus qualities. This is how people see me. These are the things that I can amplify in my business. And I find that often my clients come to me because of my way of being practical about these more spiritual or soulful aspects of life. You know, I can ground that, you know, more esoteric concept down into a practical application for people. And I pride myself on my reliability, on my loyalty, on my honesty in business. I find it very difficult to be dishonest or unreliable. That's not me, right? Those are the qualities that I show the world. Those are the things that I'm pulling down from that Taurus rising energy. Now, there are other aspects to Taurus as well, which is all about the senses, enjoying the physical senses, enjoying beauty, enjoying art, and having a beautiful space, you know, wanting things to look good, wanting things to feel good, all of that stuff. And that is something, you know, that I focus on a lot in my life, but also that I focus on for my clients, is helping things feel good. How do you communicate best with others? This is where we're going to look at your Mercury. We're going to look at your Mercury sign. So when it comes to your Mercury, it may be in the same sign as your sun sign. It may not be. So you may have a different approach to communication than what's driving you forward in life, which is your sun sign. So think about how you might communicate best with others. For me, I do have a Capricorn Mercury. So I communicate in that practical, grounded way. That is, you know, there's a little bit of over-processing involved in Capricorn Mercury sometimes. We like to percolate on ideas. We like to sit with things. We like to let things process through us. So those are those few key elements, the sun, the rising, the Mercury. We also want to look at what you most love to do in your business. For me, my Venus is in Scorpio. So diving deep into people's psyches, their motivations, their internal programming, uncovering things, testing boundaries. That's all Scorpio energy. Those are the things that I love to do. And that is part of why I love astrology so much, is because it allows me to really go deep with people and bring out, you know, what's really motivating them in business. What's really underneath it all? What is their internal programming that's running the show? That kind of thing. That's what I love. Now, if I were going to do this process and I didn't know astrology, would I be able to answer these questions in the same way? you know, with such confidence, with such clarity. You know, I have been through branding and messaging processes myself with clients as a copywriter and a marketer and in public relations even. This is something that you do a lot, right? You're always digging into, how do people see me? How do I communicate best? What do I love to do? People are asking you these questions to write your brand statements, to write your key messaging documents, all of that stuff. With astrology, it becomes super clear to you super fast. That's why I love this stuff. Because if I didn't know and I couldn't tap into this, and before, you know, before I understood astrology, I was so unclear. Because as I said earlier, we get bombarded with all of these ideas of what we should be doing, and therefore it's really hard for us to tap back into ourselves. But when we see it represented in our astrology chart, it really resonates and then therefore becomes really clear straight away. So that's why I want you to look to this process, because it not only can pull out things you might not have already realized about yourself, but it can also affirm things that are in the back of your mind. Like, oh, I think that this is the thing that I really like to do. But when it's there on the page for you, it's like, oh yeah, now I see it all in that context. Yes, that is what I really love to do. That is what feels really good to me. That is how I naturally communicate. Yes, that's true. Obviously, if it doesn't resonate, let it go. But for the vast majority of people, in fact, you know, I would say all of my clients, they resonate with what comes through in their astrology chart. And it is like being seen for who they really are. And their messaging can only get stronger by understanding and seeing ourselves for who we really are. So some other things you might want to look at in your chart to really draw this messaging out of yourself. What drives you forward in business? That's your Mars. So for me, my Mars is in Libra. That means partnerships and connection drive me forward. Strategy drives me forward. You know, thinking about the options for people, strategic options. That's something that really motivates me, not just for other people's businesses, but for my own business. I'm always working through strategy. I'm always working through how to make things more balanced, that Libran energy, right? And it's really important to know that about yourself, because your Mars is really what is, again, moving you forward. It's what's motivating a lot of your activities, particularly in business. And it is part of what turns you on in business too. You know, that's why I love having a podcast, because it gives me this beautiful Libran partnership, collaboration, connection, not only with my audience, but also with the guests that I have on the interviews that I do. You know, now having that aspect to my business really empowers me, brings out more of me. So I would encourage you to find out what's driving you forward in your business too, because that is part not only of your messaging, but also of your business strategy. That's really important. Okay. And obviously, this is something that I dive a lot deeper into when I do private sessions with clients, but we would talk about your midheaven ruler, your moon sign, really going deep into all of that stuff. Your midheaven is going to show you where your career is going, where you want your career, your public reputation to go, and why. So I've talked about this a little bit before in other episodes. You know, I have my midheaven in Aquarius, which is quite a forward-thinking sign. It's about technology. It's about astrology. It's about those potentially more esoteric topics. But my Aquarius midheaven is ruled by Saturn in Scorpio. So whatever I am doing in that Aquarian area, technology, astrology, communication, because it's still an air sign, is fueled by that Saturn in Scorpio, that need to master Saturn, that need to create structure around what's happening in people's psyches, what's underneath, where are things going, what are the underlying motivations of people, what's driving my career sector. And that is why, to me, the work that I do, particularly one-on-one with clients, makes so much sense. And that is something that I can use more and more and more in my messaging and in my strategy and business. You can also look at, you know, what makes you so good at what you do? This might be like some key house themes. You might be looking at, you know, houses where you have a lot of placements, a lot of planet placements. You might be looking at your Jupiter. You might be looking at your Saturn and what and where your ruling planets are and all of that sort of thing. What type of clients do you most like to work with? Look at your moon sign. Look at your Venus again. Look at your sixth and seventh houses. What's going on there? If you want to know what a really fulfilling day of work looks like or feels like, go to your moon sign. Understand that. All of these things can be pulled into your messaging in some way. And once you know these things about yourself, you can start to build a stronger brand. So what I would do as a start, and as I said, I'm going to go a lot deeper into all of this in the free masterclass, but start by writing down the keywords from this internal discovery. So if you've listened to this, you know, and I've talked about myself here, obviously, but have a look at your own chart, you know, do a free chart. I've got a YouTube video on how to set up your own free birth chart. And, you know, you can look at that report that it gives you, do some Googling if you like, or use an astrology book to start to put together some keywords that resonate most with you about your sign, planet, your planet sign house placements, if you can. You know, for example, maybe you notice that you're looking at your chart and you see you have a lot of planets in Leo. So what are some of the Leo words that really resonate with you? Maybe it's boldness, energy, drama, or sunshine. You know, those are all Leo words. Maybe you have a lot of earthy energy. Maybe there's a lot of Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn in your chart. Do you come across as grounded, practical, and methodical? Can you pull more of those types of words into your copy, into your messaging, into your brand? All right, and think of this process a little bit like writing a dating profile, okay? So who are you and what do people feel or notice about you when they're in your presence? How can you put that together? You know, this doesn't have to be like an essay, obviously. You want to be pulling out some keywords and statements that really resonate with you. And if you're still like, wait, Sophia, I don't get how to practically apply this stuff, don't worry. I've got you. This is exactly why I have got a free workshop available now on how to work with your birth chart and practically apply some of this juicy goodness to your messaging. So I will pop the link in the show notes. You can also find it by heading to the Learn tab of my website. That's sophiapalace.com, and you will see it featured there. But the link will be in the show notes. And I would love to help you to dive deeper into using your astrology chart for more powerful messaging and really bringing out the unique essence of you. There's no need to be vanilla. There's no need to copy someone else. There's no need for that. You have so much uniqueness and so much power in that uniqueness available to access within your own astrology chart. So I would really encourage you to watch that masterclass, to join me. It's 90 minutes of your time, but it could completely change the way that you show up in business, the way that your messaging attracts those perfect fit clients, and the way that you feel in congruence and authenticity with your messaging, which is something that I absolutely love. Okay. Have an awesome day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at sophiapalace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.